Illinois lawmakers have gone home for the summer after sending Governor Bruce Reiner a $38.5 billion budget for the state fiscal year beginning July the 1st. It's the first time in recent memory that lawmakers have passed a budget by their end of session deadline with broad bipartisan support. And Jack Tischner, the host of Public Media Illinois Lawmakers Program, is here with the latest from Springfield. Now, Jack, this is a real sea change from what we've been used to in recent years. What happened?
Well, sea change is right. I think the proof is in the numbers and those lopsided vote tallies in both houses. It was 56 to 2 in the Senate, 97 to 18 in the House. I've been covering the State House since the Thompson administration, and that sort of overwhelming bipartisan support is really remarkable. It kind of comes down to what we've been talking about for the last month. I could sense a real, genuine cooperative spirit between the budgeteers and the Appropriations Committee chairs I've been talking with. They've known how much money the state has to spend thanks to last year's tax increase, and they weren't going to go beyond that. Governor Rauner, of course, would have liked to have seen part of that tax increase roll back, but he didn't insist on going to the mat again over some of those turnaround agenda items being passed in exchange for a budget. Instead, he asked for a budget that was balanced and didn't require any new taxes. That's pretty much what the lawmakers delivered. The reality is there really wasn't any political advantage to dragging this thing out past May 31st. Wasn't good for anyone, Democrat or Republican. Had they done so, I think Wall Street would have responded by almost immediately downgrading Illinois' credit rating to junk bond status, and we're not very far above that as it is. The governor could ill afford that. He's in an epic battle for re-election with billionaire J.B. Pritzker. Lawmakers also have heard loud and clear that people are just sick and tired of the dysfunction at the Capitol. A record number of those lawmakers are also retiring at the end of their terms. So that's another big change in the dynamics there.
So how did they do it?
Well, in a way, they kind of time-traveled back to the 1980s and 90s. That's when the budgeteers, these are the real budget experts in the House and Senate, they know state finances backwards and forwards. What they do is they take the latest set of revenue estimates that come out in late April and kind of get behind closed doors with the governor's staff, the legislative leaders, and they match up the state agency spending lines to the amount of money they expect to take in through tax receipts and natural revenue growth for the fiscal year that starts on July 1. After they figure out how much has to be spent by statute and various court decisions in areas like health care and human services, they then determine how much they want to spend in areas like education, corrections, and so on. That's kind of a back and forth. Once they get that worked out, they hand it over to the four legislative leaders and the governor. They hash out the final agreement. In the end, it's not perfect. No one actually gets exactly everything they want. But in the end, it's one of those situations where you don't let the perfect be the enemy of the good. So you have something that passes with big majorities in both houses.
And I have to ask, what was the mood like under the dome the last couple of days?
Almost euphoric, in a way. A big sense of relief and a renewed sense that Democrats and Republicans can actually set aside the rancor and the bitterness that's marked the end-of-session battles for the last decade and a half. Kind of a profound sense of collegiality, too, and mutual respect on both sides of the aisle in both houses. Despite the fact they've got really different ideas on how to run the place, a lot of them really do like each other, and they enjoy working together when they have the chance. House Republican leader Jim Durkin told me late yesterday that last year's bipartisan agreement on school funding reform was really something that proved that lawmakers can work together in a bipartisan fashion. That was a really thorny problem. That had been dogging lawmakers for the last 30 years or so, and they got it done with bipartisan support. If they can do that for something, an issue as complicated as school funding reform, Durkin believes they can do it on so many other areas as well. And yesterday's vote in the House and the one the night before in the Senate, good evidence that lawmakers can work together in a bipartisan fashion to work for the people of Illinois.
And, of course, the next step is up to Illinois Governor Bruce Reiner.
And Governor Reiner has indicated that he will sign the budget very shortly. And so we're getting away from the chaos as the new normal in Springfield, finally.
Great. Jack, thanks a lot. You've been listening to Jack Tischner. Jack is the host of Illinois Lawmakers, which you can watch tonight at 7:30 p.m. on WSIU Public Television.